Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
French are rioting all across their country over the carbon taxes that are going into place that absolutely hammer the poorest French, and they're moving forward with carbon taxes again in Australia and in other nations under globalist control. But meanwhile, the average American doesn't even know what a carbon tax is, but they know about the Cardinals and the Texans. And that, my friends, is why I disdain the worship of sports so much. If we were still a free country by any stretch of the imagination and weren't being absolutely robbed in front of our eyes, then I wouldn't care. It'd be like if your wife walked in while you and your buddies are watching an NFL playoff game, and she said, there's men breaking in the back, and they're walking out with not just the jewelry and the computers and the big screen TV and the antiques, they're walking off with our children. And the dad turns wearing a sports jersey and says, I don't care, you're a conspiracy theorist. That's basically the response, and then laughs with his buddies and gives each other a high five. Because we're losing our entire society right now. Our country is being permanently deindustrialized, permanently impoverished, breaking us so the bureaucrats can run our lives. And it's so sad to see it happen. We've got so much news today. We've got the gentleman joining us who got harassed by the NSA for daring to lampoon them, an artist. He's now suing them, and that's made national news. He's going to be joining us. And then the journalist that first broke this story, and then we broke it, and then Drudge pushed it out to where it became a top story in the country. But the person that actually broke it was Ben Swan, and he's going to be joining us later in the broadcast. Not so much talk about that story, but a bunch of other big stories that the award-winning Edward R. Murrow journalist is going to be covering here on the transmission. And the whole state of the world and where we're going as a society. I think we should create, and I think it should be a $100,000 prize a year, if I can continue to bring in the capital to do things like this, a $100,000 Radigan Award for the MSNBC host that blew up on air and said it's all a fraud, we're being bankrupted by design, it's financial impoverishment, we're being strip mined by offshore mega banks, emergency, 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 Dylan Radigan. And then they fired him. And I think there should be a Dylan Radigan Award for $100,000 a year. You have Peabody's, you have Pulitzer's, you have things like that that have now gotten kind of watered down over the years because they give them to a lot of establishment hacks. Like the Nobel Prize has become a total fraud, giving Obama one, Henry Kissinger, Al Gore. I mean, I wouldn't take one, literally. I wouldn't take one. If they offered me one. Who's the famous rock star refused a knighthood? I forget, but I admire that. The point is that that's what's really good, is to refuse one of these awards. I am announcing, and I can't do it this year because I don't have the funds, but next year, if we have the funds, and I think we will have them, we'll have a $100,000 award announced in November, the Dylan Radigan Award. And, of course, who would be the first recipient of the Dylan Radigan Award? Well, it would be somebody like Dylan Radigan, because I played that clip again Friday. And when it happened earlier this year, it didn't really hit me. When I played it, that's what's going to save us. That exact type of behavior. What I did on Piers Morgan, exact same deal. Hey, stop the music. I'm out of my comfort zone. I'm breaking with your incrementalism. I'm awake. We're in trouble. I'm making a break with the system, because the system's going over the edge of a cliff. It's like a runaway train about to go over the edge of a cliff, and everybody's sitting there sewing and drinking coffee and picking their nose and sitting on their thumbs. We need to get off this train. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I've got a ton of news here that I want to go over today, obviously, and two very informative guests with key intel on this 11th day of November, 2013, Monday edition. But I just wanted to mention, and this is going to come up later in the next hour, we have John Kerry, the Secretary of State, saying that he doesn't think Oswald acted alone and that most Americans don't either. And that's true. On average, in scientific polls, 90 to 91%, it's the same every year for the last decade or so, used to be in the 80s, believe that there was a conspiracy to kill Kennedy larger than one man acting alone. And the number one suspect is elements of the government. So what that means is the entire establishment 50 years later lying to us and treating us like children and calling us conspiracy theorists and having Tom Hanks laugh at us doesn't work anymore. Well, now, because she's been fearful, and I already knew folks that knew her from Time Life books, folks that smuggled out the photos of Kennedy's entire back of his head blown off, and then published those recently. Folks like Grodin, who was one of the top advisors on the JFK film with Oliver Stone. the head nurse who received him and was there during the attempts to resuscitate the already dead Kennedy, in her expert opinion, there was a whole separate shattered bullet laying there on the gurney. He was just shot full of holes. You watch his body. He's being thrown all over the place, being shot from the front. Three men lined up, just open fire. I mean, you're at that grassy knoll. I mean, it's just like shooting fish in a barrel. You're talking 30 yards, boom. They slow down, and they just filled him full of holes and shot Connolly a couple times. You can even see in photos blown up, the limousine all shot up. I mean, they had triangulated fire. They had triangulated fire. Not in the school book building, but the building directly behind. They were shooting from behind as well. They were shooting from behind. The intel is they had the Jackal shooting from behind, the guy that tried to kill De Gaulle shortly after. And then they had the CIA shooters in front. And then down the road, they had other shooters in case he tried to flee back to the airport. So, I mean, look, it's just a fact. And you've lost 50 years later. You've really lost the last decade or so completely. Your fraud doesn't work anymore. To the point of even Skull and Bones John Kerry knows that he is a buffoon. When he knows the entire Kennedy family, and their letters are public now, their secretaries have gone public, Jackie's secretary, they knew that day he'd been assassinated by multiple shooters. The crowds all ran to the knoll, and police all ran to the knoll. And then there were, you know, guys up there basically flashing badges saying, don't worry about it. And others piling on back onto the trains to pose as hobos. And we even know who the hobos were. They had E. Howard Hunt, the guy that carried out assassinations worldwide, overthrew more than seven countries. He gave a deathbed confession as well. But we always have the photos of him being released from the police department, puffing up his face. Total spy training. When he's marched out in front of all of the cameras, he puffs up his cheeks, closes his eyes, and just kept holding that. And that's like serious spy training. That if you get marched out in front of cameras, you don't try to cover yourself up. You just puff up your face and close your eyes so that it doesn't look like the same person. Just amazing. With all these other famous CIA hitmen with him. We know all their names. Just being let out. Oh, here are the tramps. Here are the CIA assassins. His job in World War II was assassinating Japanese military officers in China. They would, like, drop E. Howard Hunt out for, you know, 2 months at a time, crawling around in, like, swamps with bugs biting him to go kill people. And then here he is 20-something years later blowing the president's head off. Now he told in the deathbed confession, he said, I was a bench warmer on the big day. And from my intel, that is complete bull. They had all the best of the West assassins there, the Jackal, E. Howard Hunt, all of them. And now, ladies and gentlemen, of course, he did a good job blowing Kennedy's head off. So then they sent the Jackal a few years later, and there's a movie about it, it's a true story, to kill Charles de Gaulle, who also was telling the globalist, I'm going to run France for France. I'm going to have our own nuclear weapons. You're not going to have NATO here as part of a world government takeover. Got to go read all the stuff de Gaulle said. I'm not going to be part of that internationalist Bilderberg group. Oh, you didn't know he talked about that? He said, I'm going to cut taxes. I'm going to build up our industry. I'm going to build roads. Oh, my goodness. Well, we're going to try to kill you, buddy boy. So it's the same thing over and over and over again. It's the same story. All right, I'm done. I'm done talking about that for now, ladies and gentlemen. Here is some of the news that we're going to be covering today. A college has punished students for using a gun in their own condo they had rented to protect themselves from a robber, a breaker and enterer, a home invader. And this happens all over the country. You can look at crime maps and see how universities sometimes have 3, 4, 5 times the crime in pro-gun cities. Because if you were a criminal, do you home invade, say, out in the countryside where Alex Jones lives? Where everybody's got a gun and we shoot first and call 911 later? Or do you rob a house in Austin where more than half the public is armed and we'll shoot you? Or no. You go to the University of Texas where you can rob, you can rape, you can It's one of the only places, and it still has a low crime rate compared to many other big city campuses, where you still have carjackings and rapes and parking garages and stuff because you know, they think this is where you go. Would a lion go and hunt gazelle that rolled over to them? Or would they go and try to say hunt grizzly bears? I know lions aren't around grizzly bears, but it's a hypothetical. Here's a better example. Would a lion go start a fight with a hippopotamus that has giant teeth and is actually much more dangerous than a lion? Or would it go attack a defenseless gazelle? I'm going to ask that question again. Would a lion attack a gazelle or would it attack a hippopotamus? Would a lion attack a gazelle or would a lion attack a crocodile, a 24-foot crocodile? I'm going to ask that question again. Would a lion, would a predator attack a gazelle or a pack of wild dogs? I'm going to ask that question again. Would a criminal home invade a house in rural Alabama when people are home? Or would they go after somebody in an inner city, in a city like Chicago where all the guns are banned? And I know you all know this. I know that you are all aware of this. I know that you as listeners, you as viewers understand it. But we better explain this simple logic even to the dumbest sheep out there. They can understand it. That's another good analogy. Would wolves attack sheep that just roll over and show their bellies to be killed politely? Or would wolves attack, say, a pack of hunting dogs? Let's say Irish wolfhounds that are made to go out and kill wolves. They would attack the sheep, folks. They would not attack the Irish wolfhounds. And that's the simple thing. A free people are armed. They're aggressive. They're informed. They're not gullible. They're not mindless. And they're not compliant with tyranny. We're compliant with justice and liberty and working together for a freer society and for more opportunity. But we have been intimidated and henpecked into having our language destroyed, our sovereignty destroyed, our families destroyed. Every basic bedrock is under attack because the globalists want to bring down this society. Now, I meant to mention this right at the start of the broadcast. It should be up within 10 minutes at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. And this is some of the biggest news that we've ever broken concerning surveillance and spying. And a lot of it's been hidden in plain view. But I actually worked this weekend with Paul Watson on this, and again this morning, and we were able to actually ferret out admissions of this. And this is beyond anything you've heard about with the NSA. And if the so-called media out there picks up on this, it will absolutely send shockwaves throughout the system. But just like I told you about every major telecommunications hub having spy grids in it, in 1996, because it was in the legislation, it was in the funding of the regulations, no one wanted to listen then. Well, I'm going to tell you what's really going on. And it is so far beyond what I even knew was happening. It is so unbelievable that it is going to blow your mind. And this is only part one. The problem is there's so much evidence hiding in plain view that no one's pointed out or no one's made a big deal about. But we're going to break that coming up. As soon as the story goes live, the next 10, 15 minutes, at InfoWars.com, at PrisonPlanet.com. But this is, let me not exaggerate, this is about 15 times worse than 1984. I mean, this is just, and this is only the beginning. Today we're going to tell you what they're doing currently, and then tomorrow, in part two of this report, we're going to tell you, in their own words, what they're finally going to do. This is the most authoritarian, hardcore evil that could be possibly envisioned by the control freak, kleptocrat, sicko establishment.
Every day it becomes more clear our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep with all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
TheUltimateKnife.com presents the Fox Karambit Knife. This amazing knife is built for utility and defense purposes. Based on 6th century Indonesian design, the Fox Karambit Knife utilizes a patented Emerson waved feature that allows for true one-handed operation. Less than 3 inches in length, it deploys faster than a switchblade, yet has no springs. Italian-made craftsmanship is finally available here in the U.S. Knives of this caliber can cost up to twice as much and could take up to a year to order, but we have them available right now. And as legislation in the U.S. continues to add pressure to take away our rights to bear arms, you need a backup defense tool that's even faster than a handgun. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Call 888-541-4446. That's 888-541-4446. The Fox Karambit Knife, truly the best knife you'll ever own. Available only at theultimateknife.com. Again, that's theultimateknife.com.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today. He's always informative, and he's got a bunch of breaking news today. Ben Swan, investigative journalist, is going to be joining us. Dan McCall is going to pop in. He's the fella who is suing the National Security Agency for trying to violate his First Amendment, and that is the only action to tyrants is to take action. So Dan McCall is going to be popping in. We'll have open phones in the third hour today. In other news, on the economic front, Food Bank CEO, people are scared to death from New York to Wyoming. They are running out of food. And this is just with the small cut in food stamp funding. Imagine if the government goes totally bankrupt, which it's designed to do, what that landscape will look like, ladies and gentlemen. 7 million people starved to death or died from complications from malnutrition during the 10 years of the Great Depression. Major university studies have shown, you can look those up. Imagine this time, 90% were self-sufficient, it's estimated. Now it's flipped with 89% being urban and totally unself-sufficient in 2012, last time I saw numbers on that. Sure, it's even worse now. I mean, it's like extreme if you know how to tie your shoelaces. If you know how to wipe your hind end, that's seen as a sign of being an extremist. If you know how to drool and say football, you are a crowning leader of the future. Is the system threatened by anyone who doesn't just line up and say vaccine and basically act like children? I'm not kidding. It's very sad to watch this happen. So there's that report up on Infowars.com. Speaking of depression, 10 facts about the growing unemployment crisis in America that will blow your mind. And I'm going to go ahead and just go over some of those 10 points right now. The percentage of working age Americans with a job fell to 58.3% in October. What do you call the 58% that still work? The slaves, the food. The lowest that number has been at any point since the year 2000. In other words, there has been an absolutely no jobs recovery during the last recession. Absolutely, and they've added 30 million new people to the country by then. So it's worse. You know, some say, oh, the stock market's at 108% rise since Obama got in. That's the new numbers out today from Bloomberg. Yes, but that's every real economist will tell you. That's because it's in devalued dollars. So people are, A, you can't get any return in the banks, so you try to go to the stock market. That's the place to invest now, not with straight interest. That's a big part of it. But B, and more importantly, there is inflation. The dollar has been devaluated. So a stock of Apple that was hypothetically $200 years ago is now $300, $400, $500, whatever it is today. Or the same thing with Google. It's very, very simple. It's a speculative bubble. But that is seen as the only sign of real success is Obama stocks among biggest after re-election as rally tested. And then it just goes over the fact that it has gone up 110%, up 18% just in 2013 since Lord Obama got in. But that's also deceptive because it was a big plunge to make sure Obama got in right before the 2008 election. And again, it's not that McCain was good. It's that everything was designed to make you go with him, a.k.a. Obama. Just like right now with Chris Christie. You turn on Fox, you turn on CNN, you turn on MSNBC. It is the second coming of Jabba the Hutt. And I'm not attacking him because he's a fat guy. The point is the whole joke is the elephant in the room, but then it's a positive article about him in the mainstream media. This guy did one thing where he didn't build a tunnel, which would have been a good government program, to, quote, pay off debts, you know, to give bankers money that they weren't really owed. So, see, he makes some austerity cuts, and that's sold as conservative. While he's done all sorts of other stuff to let the insiders loot New Jersey. And he's anti-gun, pro-open border, anti-libertarian, anti-Tea Party, just like Karl Rove, just like John McCain. And so now he will literally be the elephant placeholder, and I mean that as a double entendre. He will be the placeholder who they run against with Hillary or whoever, so that the Democrats get back in, or he gets back in even better. We'll have this monster with like a Rubio or something as his VP just absolute nightmare. And that's why the whole power structure is going after the libertarians and the constitutionalist Republicans, because we are the hope of this country.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Every time that I look.
Thank you for joining us on this Monday worldwide transmission. It is the 11th day of November 2013. We will soon be into 2014. And the past is gone forever. It went by like dusk till dawn. That's how life is. That's why what really does matter in the final equation is the children and their innocence and preparing the world for them to have a chance to compete and to love and to live and to become greater human beings in their journey. Because it is so true that life is not a destination. It is a journey. It is the journey that is the experience. It is the test of life with our spirits inhabiting these earth suits on this planetoid hurtling through deep space. We are surrounded by magic. We are surrounded by the mysteries of the universe. We are immersed in a universe of wonder. We are in the universe. It's not like space and other planets are out there. It's right here. You want to go to Mars and walk around in the ruined planet that lost its atmosphere so long ago and see the wreckage of ancient time come and gone? Or do you want to look at this planet with its world of wonder all around us? And I certainly look to the stars. That's where our future lies. Because it's from the stars we came. Our Creator made the heavens and the earth, and we are made in our Creator's image. Boy, that's a lot heavier than any science fiction book you can ever pick up. And when you realize it, when you realize you're sitting right smack dab in the middle of it, it's a pretty satisfying feeling. That's why I fear man nor beast. I only fear the Creator. They say the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. The beginning of foolishness is fear of the devil. My friends, we are broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm waiting for Watson's article, and my article, Watson did most of the work, to materialize up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And as soon as it does, they will bring it into me, and I will go over it. But first off, let me just give you some of the other news. I didn't go through the 10 facts about growing unemployment crisis in America that will blow your mind. That's up on Infowars.com. And all the different climate tax that's coming out all over the place. Or the video of the massive fireball that roared through suburban power lines, blowing out electricity. Pretty amazing. We're going to be getting to all of that coming up in this latest Kennedy info. As just all the insiders start to go public with the reality of what is going on. But first off, let me just do this, because it is the 50th anniversary coming up on the 22nd, and I will be up there in Dallas on the Thursday and the Friday, broadcasting from right at or near Dealey Plaza. They've never issued a permit to the city park there since they killed Kennedy and covered it up in my hometown of Dallas. And now they're going to give the pro-government conspiracy theory group 3 days of control, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. No one will be allowed there but the corporate state-run media and those wishing to push the official story. But it's also an attack on free speech. So we will be there handing out informational flyers and more down there. And we're asking everyone who lives in Texas or surrounding areas to be there, bare minimum, starting early Friday morning. But if you can do 2 days, Thursday and Friday into Saturday, to basically overwhelm the propagandist and to basically peacefully force our way into the park. It's a very large park. You have to get tickets, though, now. They're closing it to get in. So peacefully, if we're able to get in, if not, be around the park, pointing out that it's a violation of our First Amendment and political discrimination to promote their lies, and that 90-plus percent of the American people know that they murdered Kennedy and that they're engaged in a criminal cover-up 50 years later, still trying to keep the truth of the coup d'etat and the shadow government takeover from coming out. So it really is everyone's duty to be at this event coming up. But I thought I'd play this clip of John Kerry coming out and almost obliquely, but not really, almost comes right out and says it that, well, you know, no one really buys into this, you know, that only he acted alone. So it just shows that we've come so far. Here's a clip.
Where do you come down on the conspiracy theories?
To this day, I have serious doubts that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone.
Really?
I certainly have doubts that he was motivated by himself. I mean, I'm not sure if anybody else was involved. I don't go down that road with respect to the grassy knoll theory and all of that. But I have serious questions about whether they got to the bottom of Lee Harvey Oswald's time and influence from Cuba and Russia.
And what about the CIA? There are some who believe.
I've never gone there. No, I don't believe that.
But you think the Russians and the Cubans may have
asked. All right, let's stop right there. Unbelievably ridiculous. You've got Kennedy stopping a nuclear attack on Russia that Curtis LeMay and L.L. Lemminster wanted to carry out on record. You've got just all the peace deals he was making. And then, so again, he knows, everybody knows that more than one person killed Kennedy. So now that's how the Skull and Bones operates. He now turns it around on Russia and Cuba. When the last thing they would want to do, and I was no fan of the communist Russians or the communist Cubans, the point is that Kennedy was taken out because he didn't go along with a full invasion of Cuba, and that's well known that he had to fire the director of the CIA and others over that. So here is this establishment, Skull and Bones, with Tom Brokaw coming out and doing a special 50 years later, pushing their propaganda, pushing their garbage, pushing their fraud. And, oh, anyone that questions us is a conspiracy theorist, questioning known liars. I mean, think about what mind control that is, that they label questioning them. By the way, they've got Democrats, Democratic boss Wasserman Schultz, says Dems will campaign on Obamacare failure. We have this video coming up, but I'm going to go back to the Kennedy stuff here in a minute. Americans have been feeling the benefits since 2010, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And then she goes on to say, we need to campaign on this. It's a lie and a distortion that hundreds of thousands have been getting canceled. No, it's like 10 million now. There's video of her on CNN. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, why don't you just say we're conspiracy theorists? McClatchy says it's going to be 52 million people kicked off in their analysis. Doesn't matter when you get kicked off. If you go complain, they'll just go, no, you weren't. Hey, we saw all those guys lined up shooting him right there. Oh, really? All you witnesses are going to die now. But that's not suspicious. Nothing's going on. I mean, they talk to us like we're 2 years old. I mean, when I was 2 and a half, I said Santa Claus isn't really, a fat man can't fit down the chimney. One of my first memories. I mean, at 2 and a half, I was smarter than the average person that goes along with us. I'm telling you. Just people don't have basic instincts. But you know what? I say people aren't awake. It's less than 10% that believe the official story. Actually, you are awake. We just have this group of crooks up there lecturing us. Nobody's been kicked off. That's a lie. Nobody has. Obama, I never said you wouldn't be kicked off your insurance plan. Then he went, actually, I just said until the bill passes. And then, actually, I'm sorry, I did. I mean, the news is we're not buying your bull anymore. Now, here's the head nurse. We'll put the article up on screen. I'll give you her name as well. But here's the head. She was the head nurse over the receiving of JFK. And then she was in there while the doctors all worked on him. And she saw an extra bullet that no one else had seen. Now, think about that. There's the headline. JFK anniversary nurse recalls seeing the bullet beside Kennedy. And we're going to play that video right now. Here it is.
In my estimation, he was dead on arrival. I started trying to feel for vital signs. There, I could feel no pulses. I did not have a stethoscope at that time. So his eyelids were about half closed, and his color was what in medical terms we call cyanotic, and that means it's a bluish gray. His eyelids were about half closed, and his pupils were fixed and dilated. And at this time, I noticed what appeared to me to be a big exit wound right underneath his Adam's apple and just before the notch there at the top of the breastbone. And on the cart, halfway between the earlobe and the shoulder, there was a bullet laying almost perpendicular there. But I have not seen a picture of that bullet ever since that day. Most of my time was spent just plastered against the wall. There were so many doctors in that room at the time. Dr. Kemp Clark, who was head of the neurosurgery department here at Parkland, after he pronounced the president dead, he just turned and walked out of the room, walked right by Mrs. Kennedy, who had been standing at the foot of carriage all the time with her hand on the president's left foot. Early on, the supervisor had asked her if she would like a seat out in the hallway, but she declined. And the only thing I heard her say that day was, "No, I'm going to stay with him." So she didn't move all that time, but after Dr. Clark had pronounced him, he just walked right to Mrs. Kennedy without stopping and said, "Madam, your husband's dead."
Okay, folks, we are back live. And again, that was Phyllis Hall, one of the main nurses there and the main nurse with the doctors over the surgery, reporting that information to you 50 years later. And more people are now going public as well. Paul Watson tells me that his big breaking article has gone up on Infowars.com. I am unable to see it with the system on my computer, but as soon as it goes up, we will cover it for you. In fact, it has now gone up. The article is SpyGrid can now record your conversation in real time. We're going to change that headline because I worked on this story last week and over the weekend and today, but I'd not come up with a headline. Hidden in plain sight, the next level of NSA snooping will detect dissonance via ubiquitous audio sensors. Yeah, I think the headline, we're going to need to change that on this article to Feds deploy national grids of microphones. Or feds deploy microphones nationwide in public. Or feds deploy national grid of microphones. Because that's what it is. And they're just now starting to admit it. This has been going on for a long time, but now we know the types of systems that they have and more. Now, again, you're probably saying, well, wait a minute. We saw your article on drudgereport.com this weekend about the IntelliStreet's microphones. Yes, but it's the computers. It's your phones. It's everything, and it's all Homeland Security funded. And the key is they're using voice print recognition to track you as you go, and they're much more invasive than cameras that just aim in general areas. They can listen in omnidirectional systems. They can pick things up off the vibration, off windows. With these computer systems, it's very, 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 very sophisticated. And this is way beyond the NSA listening to your phone calls. And this is way beyond. And it ties into everything. Watson, are you there?
No, I'm changing.
Okay. Say hi to everybody on the radio.
Hello.
anyways, good job on the article. I know you had trouble because there's so much documentation. But just and then tomorrow we're going to have a part two about what the next level of the grid is. But good job. So we'll get that headline changed because, again, they just intend to roll all this out where nobody notices it. Nobody gets upset about it. And then, oh, you know, 5 years ago, oh, we're not listening to you without warrants. Now we are. We've got the DEA admittedly going through the NSA databases, and you've got all that in there, correct? All right. Good job, Watson. All right. I'll talk to you during the break. Thank you. Okay. And again, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just the streetlights that we have that this is going on with. It is a system where they can now, just like in the Batman movie, the one before last, what was the second one in the latest installment of The Dark Knight, where, oh, to only save the city, they use the cell phone function for a sonar system where they can use the wireless internet, the wireless frequency from the phone to pick up the voice resonance and the sonar face resonance and actually use it to see you. Well, that's 20-year-old technology. That's what the Kinect Microsoft does, is it even looks through your walls to see when you're home. The wireless can literally see you. Using the wireless, almost like sonar or radar, bouncing back, but a lot clearer. So it's actually not just listening to you or face scanning you in the room. It's now looking through your walls. Well, they're deploying that on the streets. They're deploying microphones. And then they're jacking in with the NSA into the cell phones, into the cameras, into the smart appliances. And they have the smart meters pulsing every 25 seconds worldwide. It's the same standardized system, tracking all the data, getting the latest data. And the engineers we've talked to say that it appears to be an actual almost X-ray system, where it is an X-ray, but it's microwave rays that bounce back. They're able to read off sensors at a central system then what's in your house. So they're creating a composite.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
When disaster strikes, what will you do when the power goes out and the gas lines go down? Do you have an emergency backup plan in place? Well, Stove in a Can needs to be part of it. Stove in a Can is portable, safe, easy to use, cooks food for hours, and boils water in minutes. Propane tanks are a hassle, and lighter fluid and gas can be dangerous. Don't wait until it's too late. Order yours today for only $29.99 at stoveinacan.com. Special bundle offers available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee at stoveinacan.com.
This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 34% off freeze-dried roast beef. That's a number 10 can with a 25-year shelf life for only $32.99 while supplies last. Ever tried cooking a holiday dinner during an emergency? Try our new Thanksgiving dinner combo. On sale now at 24% off. And the Katadyn Hiker water filter is only $49.99. That's 38% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The low price leader. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
So I called Watson up last week who does a lot of the writing based on ideas and angles I want to go with. Most of the time, he basically scans through news or breaking info and does his own stuff. But basically, we collaboratively write articles together. And I said, listen, I remember back in 1998 when they put up gunshot detectors in Austin, Texas. I was approached, as I was many times, at a remote I was doing. It was a car dealership or a rodeo or a golf course, I don't remember, by a fellow who was an engineer. And he said, look, these are really microphones. They're not gunshot detectors, and the feds are putting these in nationwide. And he even gave me some blueprints and schematics. And he said, here's the company. Go online. They have audio promos showing people talking and then how it can be recorded and how they can even run it through IBM databases off of these other consortium databases of your voice print, and how they're going to track people in real time via an NSA system. And all he knew was it was being piped back through the telecoms to offices in the local telecom that went to the NSA. And I'm on record breaking that down, and now we know that's how it works. And then as I had that whistleblower and other whistleblowers on, or they brought me info, I got more and more and more. Here's an example. They have streetlights put up in Austin, Texas, that, quote, monitor whether they're working or not with LEDs, and they're hooked up into the cable system. And through that cable system, some of the lights have microphones in them. And I confirmed that from a city inspector, and I am yet, and I do intend to do this, I am yet, I'm just going to be honest, I'm going to get a cherry picker. I know a location where I can get to one pretty easy without too many eyes, and I'm going to rip it open and show everybody. So, I mean, because it's one thing if I tell you or play you a newscast where they admit these things have microphones. It's another thing when I rip the thing open on video. So I've got to get the cherry picker. I've got to go over to this spot, and I've got to get up there and do it. It's by my parents' house. And my dad went out and questioned the guy and said, my son says that's hooked into the cable system and you can listen to people. And he said, yep, that's true. But he goes, I'm not supposed to look inside these when I install them, but we know some of them have microphones. And my dad said to the installer, you're kidding. This is like on the edge of his property. My dad's on a bigger piece of property with neighborhoods all around it. And he's on the edge of a neighborhood, so there's one right there by his house. So I can get a cherry picker in there, and I'm gonna tear that sucker open. But the point is, I mean, I'm not going to hurt it, the precious government spy bot. I won't do what Han Solo did to the Imperial probe droid. But the point is that I'm going to go up there and show everybody. And I've been told right where the microphone is. So, but the point is, I've got the documents. I know it's there. I've got newscasts admitting it. But this is in 1998. I was approached about this, and I was told these are not gunshot detectors. So I had Watson go look it up, because I went and found that company at the time, played it on the radio in 98, them bragging that, you know, you can use this to listen to people and via the gunshot detector. So, see, that's how they do it. Oh, these cameras aren't to watch you 20 years ago. They're for traffic monitoring, which duly they were. Okay? And then they went on and said, oh, by the way, we are watching you now. And then now it's, oh, these are gunshot detectors. Well, Watson was able to find government documents and even footnotes in the New York Times admitting that they're listening to everyone and using them. Just like I told you from my DEA source, that for 30 years they go through all the NSA data plus, and that, but they can't use it in court, so they create fake investigations. The New York Times reported last week, now they just use warrantless stuff from the NSA in the drug cases and others. So, but now it's going to be spanking your kids, they're coming. You understand? Microphones are everywhere, folks.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off. off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.